Cyslell mean yw colli mam. The truth of that old Welsh proverb has been much in my mind in these last few days. Cyslell mean, it's a sharp-edged knife, yw colli mam, to lose a mother. That's its literal translation. Losing your mam cuts deep would be a better way of putting it, I suppose, though that doesn't have the poetry of the Welsh canghanedd, where the consonants at the beginning of the line match those at the end. Cyllell mean yw colli mam. These are days when the focus has been on the loss of a much-loved mother and the beginning of her son's reign. It's a time when people like myself, people who can't bring themselves to accept the principle of monarchy, people who cling to the principle that we're all born equal without exception, hesitate to say anything for fear of disrespecting the dead, and because we recognise that so many ordinary people feel a genuine connection to the royal family. Now that I've made that full disclosure, perhaps I'd be wiser to go with that reticent instinct. Whatever you say nothing, recognising that however strong our convictions, Republicans like us are at best a sizeable minority, and that our neighbours have equally strong feelings on the more popular side of the argument. But I discover that there is something I want to say after all, something more than just recognising the death of a mother, though I know from experience that that's no small thing. Something about the Rhondda and royalty. And if you'll bear with me, I'll try and express it in a way that I hope even the most ardent royalist will find properly respectful. Even if one of my tales is about King Charles and a toilet. The Rhondda and royalty. The first thing that comes to your mind probably are the royal visits that have been made to our valley. I've been struck by a photo I've seen posted several times on social media, the late Queen Elizabeth in Dunraven Street in Treherbert in 1989. She walks along the terrace carrying a posy of flowers, two women police officers with armfuls of other bouquets a few steps behind. The crowd of well-wishers, many holding Union Jacks, may be penned in behind metal barriers, but it's clear that they feel a connection and a pride. The Queen has come to our street. The fresh comments on those posts in the last few days reflect that feeling, many recalling other royal visits to the Rhondda down the years. I've a story about one such tour. In the long, hot summer of 1976, I was a teenager working in a summer job as a petrol pump attendant. Remember them? My filling station was located between Porth Depot and the Riola pub. Right next to my place of work was one of Rhondda's famous public urinals. The walls of this one in Porth had been covered with striking graphic art as part of a school project run by a marvellous art teacher called Alan Warburton. In Porth County, he ran a group intended for disaffected pupils, WHALE, Work, Home and Life Experience. If I remember correctly, the WHALE group painted another mural depicting valley life and landscapes, which for several years stretched along the whole length of Porth Railway Station. Anyway, it had been decided that Prince Charles, as he then was, would come to inspect their innovative work on the toilet walls, the murinal, as it had been dubbed. We were in the middle of the longest drought in living memory. A hosepipe ban had been in place for weeks. Reservoirs everywhere were parched mudflats. All the same, a few minutes after I began my filling station shift at 6 o'clock that morning, a huge tanker pulled up. It was full, not of petrol, but of something even more precious right then. Yes, you've guessed it. This priceless cargo, the purest Welsh water, thousands of gallons of it, was going to be used to wash down the whole public convenience. The urinal was sprayed and hosed repeatedly inside and out, until there was not the slightest whiff of the purpose for which it had been designed. No one in authority was going to take the slightest risk of offending the royal nostrils. The other type of royal occasion that the Rhondda has known doesn't involve the actual presence of royalty. I'm thinking of street parties marking a coronation, a jubilee, an investiture. Oh, aye, I remember 1969. Like other working class communities all over Britain, Rhondda loves a communal celebration. And trestle tables the length of our terraces, festooned with streamers and balloons, and yes, union flags and pictures of the Queen, and sometimes her corgis too. They've been a constant and characteristic Rhondda feature of Her Late Majesty's reign. Long may they continue, I say. I'm in favour of popular celebrations in the streets, almost irrespective of the occasion. They say more about us and our neighbourliness than they do about the ostensible reason or excuse for holding them. And to the extent that they are a nod or a bow or a curtsy in the direction of royalty, they connect with an aspect of the way Queen Elizabeth conducted herself over 70 years of public service that everyone can applaud. I think it was Paul Keating, the former Australian Prime Minister, who, of all the hundreds of tributes of recent days, expressed it best. In the 20th century, the self became privatised, he said, while the public realm, the realm of the public good, was broadly neglected. Queen Elizabeth understood this and instinctively attached herself to the public good against what she recognised as a tidal wave of private interest and private reward. And she did this for a lifetime, never deviating. Now, there are those of my friends who'd react to that by pointing out the irony of one of the world's richest women being held up as a champion of the public good. But I don't think we need to be so mealy-mouthed. When royalty comes to the Rhondda, as Charles and Camilla did to Treorchy this summer, to celebrate the work that's been done to make it Britain's champion high street, it comes to recognise the public service of ordinary people, extraordinary people, I'd say, and what they're doing to uphold and enhance the public good. And as I've said, when Rhondda celebrates royalty, it does so in its own distinctive way, the street party, the community coming together, in a fashion that for me is more democratic than deferential. We come out of our houses and sit down together. There's no top table, no VIP places. The public good. It's a phrase worth thinking about. And I'd add one final notion, prompted by the washing down of that murinal for Prince Charles. The royals, they say, are a family who believe that hospitals and schools smell of paint. The corridors have always been freshly decorated before a royal tour. Now, there's a natural pride of place in wanting to tidy up before someone comes to see us. We do the same for any visitor. But maybe we don't need to be anything like as fastidious in showing life as it really is to the ruling class, in sanitising the sights and smells we deal with every day. If they really are going to be champions of the public good, it would be good for them to know the truth about the conditions the public experience. Just a thought. I'm John Geraint Roberts. Join me next time for another trip down Memory Terrace in John on the Rhondda.